Blog Talk Radio.
Vice President, who only was in office for 8 months, Vice President Thomas Hendricks in 1885. Another political animal was the son of President John F. Kennedy, Sr. John F. Kennedy, Jr., the late John F. Kennedy, Jr., died mysteriously in an airplane crash over the Atlantic Ocean. He was supposed to expose so-called, that's the political rumor, what was really behind the assassination of his father. Andrew Carnegie, founder of United States Steel and a lot of these corporations handling steel, came here as a poor boy from Scotland, and he later became a multi-millionaire, close to a billionaire, I believe. And, of course, we have the Carnegie Foundation for Peace, and a lot of the money that he left is believed to have been co-opted by the radical left. Another political animal was Pope John the 23rd and Angelo Roncalli, a chubby cardinal, who was the papal nuncio in Turkey during World War II. He helped save a lot of Jews. And, of course, he started the opening of the church and a lot of controversy about some of his, quote, reforms. And just as we're seeing with this new Pope, Francis, there are a lot of controversies. Alfred Nobel, the guy who invented dynamite and also set up the Nobel Prize, that's been co-opted, too, and it's been politicized, and it doesn't have the prestige that it had years ago. Now, among the other birthdays today, we have Virgil Thompson, a great American composer, wrote something for Gertrude Stein. I think it's Three Saints and One Opera. We had Helen Gahan Douglas, a California Democrat, who was the first politician defeated by Richard Nixon. Joe DiMaggio, San Francisco. Great baseball player, married Marilyn Monroe. Gloria Steinem, a feminist. I believe she's recently criticized the guy who had Bruce Jenner, or I don't know what he's called now, who had the so-called transgender operation but did not have, quote, the male genitals removed. So, whatever. The guy who invented the automobile starter, Charles Kettering. You heard of the Kettering Institute. And, of course, one of the big mass murderers, a teenager during this 1950s, Charles Starkweather was a teenager, was on a rampage with his girlfriend back in the Middle West. Among the deaths today, of course, is Thomas Hendricks, the 21st vice president, the guy who was the first baseball commissioner, Kingsall Landis. Charles Kettering died on this day. And then we have U Thant, who was the first Burmese, who was the United Nations chairperson, or secretary general, I should say. And he was also born on January 22nd. Among the events today, in 1715, the first patent granted by English was to an American for processing corn. I wonder if they made whiskey out of it. In 1834, I wish we had these prices for meals today. Delmonico's, a famous New York restaurant, offered a meal of soup, steak, coffee, and half a pie. Guess what? 12 cents. And, of course, in 1867, Alfred Nobel invented dynamite, and then the money went into the Nobel Peace Prize. Evaporated milk was invented in the late 1800s. And then the American College of Surgeons was set up in Illinois, 1912. And in 1930, there were 630 aftershocks in Tokyo in one day. Maybe it was a warning of things to come. And, of course, also on this day is Carrie Nation, who was the psychotic politician who went around smashing saloons and nicotine. And there was also a magazine featuring her called Mother Jones. Now, among the questions being asked today, we keep hearing two different names for these Islamic terrorists. One is ISIS, which we heard, and then all of a sudden we hear Mr. O, Obama, talking about ISIL. So do we have two different organizations, or somebody can't pronounce what the one organization, ISIS, is, or are there two? What is ISIL? Nobody has asked Obama what he means by ISIL, or anybody else has been using that. And also on today on RT, Russian TV, you had one of the talking heads use the term ISIL. So what's going on here, or is this another dumbing down of the language? Now, we're working on something we haven't tried before. Military men, famous military men who affected history, were all born in November. There were more born in November than any other month. We have three Germans, two Americans, one British, and we have two French. Quite interesting, and they're all had an impact, a major impact on world history in World War II and afterwards. So we're going to end early because it is the holiday, and we will be back Friday. We're going to do Friday at 4 o'clock, and we'll hope to start on time. And then I think we'll play right now. We've got a few minutes. What's going on in Chicago with this gun, the violence? Excuse me. I think it's interesting because a Chicago journalist, Patrick Butler, has been around for 50 years, and he knows where some of the bodies are buried, who buried them, why they're buried, and who might be next. Don't worry, it won't be anybody you know. So Patrick's going to talk about, where the heck is it? excuse me. The gun violence in Chicago. And, of course, he's an expert on Irish. And, of course, you know, my views on the Irish, that they do a lot of bragging. And, of course, the best politics are Illinois politics, because there's none of the BS that you hear from San Francisco. Now, here's Patrick's an interview we did earlier. We're replaying. This is a replay. He's talking about gun violence in Chicago. It's very relevant because here's this cop named Van Dyke, a white guy, who's been charged with first-degree murder. This is unusual for Chicago, especially the Chicago police, who shot this young man, black teenager. We're not going to use African-American because not all blacks are from Africa. That's another political fiction. Apparently, the guy was walking, according to the police dash cam video, he was walking with a knife in the middle of the street. We don't know what happened, but this Van Dyke cop, a Chicago patrolman, shot him twice and then shot him when he was down 16 times. And so the city of Chicago, in one of the fastest settlements in criminal history, gave $5 million to the victim's family. So here's Patrick Butler talking about gun violence in Chicago.
For what?
With all these murders, you know, gun violence.
Well, yeah. As a matter of fact, I can tell you very simply. In the old days, the gangs had centralized authority.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the Black Feastones, and you had the Fanons, and groups like that.
Mm-hmm.
They had a hierarchy. You didn't go around shooting people unless it had been an approved shooting. Furthermore, you did not do it in such a way that you were going to bring heat on the shooting by shooting somebody who didn't need to be shot.
That's interesting.
That's not true today.
So it's what is an OK Corral situation?
Well, here's what happened. The old hierarchical situation, you know, you had a chain of command, and there was discipline. That's gone. Now you've got, it's like after the fall of Rome when you had all of these little satraps that started afterwards, and you had everyone who thought he was a warlord, you know, could get up 20 followers, and then he was a gang leader. They were operating on their own, and there, you know, you got a lot of wild cards. So you've got all of these shootings. They're done by people who are not under any centralized control. They're not sanctioned shootings. And consequently, a lot of people who do not need to get shot are getting shot.
Are caught in the crossfire.
They're caught in the crossfire. Furthermore, you got some of these guys that are doing the shootings. They don't know how to shoot.
Oh, and they hit
now,
innocent people.
Some of the gangs in the old days at least required their people to know how to shoot.
Something to be said for the old mafia.
That's right, but it wasn't just the mafia. It was the black gangs and the Italian gangs that weren't mafia, some of the other gangs, and they operated under some semblance of discipline.
No, it's
that's
almost like
happened.
The
that's
prisons.
That's why you've got these shootings that are getting out of hand.
Ah,
and
now,
you can't sit down. The police can't call in the gang leaders.
And read the riot act.
And read them the riot act because they don't control the situation anymore. It's not like the old days when you knew who to talk to.
Right.
This is why World War II was a lot easier than the war on terrorism.
Oh, yeah.
We knew the address. People who were giving us problems, and we knew how to get messages to them that they doesn't do this anymore. In this particular case, just like we have with the war on terrorism, you got about 50 or 60 different groups that you're dealing with, and you know we don't always know who the players are.
Got you.
That's why this nuttiness.
Yeah, so that was Pat Butler, who has been around for 50 years, a real journalist, not one of these propagandists. So a little bit our usual. Have a happy Thanksgiving. We will be back Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're still on our holiday schedule, so we're going to end with politics and poker, our theme. And stay safe. Have a nice dinner. Don't freeze if you're up in the Northwest, and don't drink and drive. Also, the California Highway Patrol, maybe other highway patrols around the country, are telling motorists, if you see somebody that's driving recklessly, who may be drunk or maybe on drugs, this is the new thing, marijuana or pot, to call 911 to get these people apprehended and get them off the road before they injure or kill somebody. And guess who's going to pay? The American taxpayers, not these guys who don't have insurance, whether they're bicyclists, motorcyclists, or even some of these illegal aliens who have been given driver's licenses and they're driving cars without having insurance. So we'll limit our usual politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Hey, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
expense.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one, I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Neither game's for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where's the call of duck?
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paraphrase.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, little gold.
I'll say.
Straight your mind.
I'll fall.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try, Michael, when you think of it, I offer it run.
Jack is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot!
Politics and poker, politics and poker, playing for a pot that's mediocre. Politics and poker, running neck and neck. If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck. Politics and poker, politics and poker, makes the average
Peter Paul Rizzolo will be back Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much. Don't drink and drive. And if you drive, drive safely. And if you see other people who are driving recklessly, call 911. Get these people apprehended and off the road.